Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Super Mega Podcast. I'm Ryan McGee.
I'm Matt Watson.
And Matt, you want to take the reins on this one?
Absolutely, Ryan.
Okay.
I would like to announce the 45th President of the United States of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. The man, the legend, the god, Donald Trump, everybody. Yes! We don't like getting super political on this podcast, but this is different. This is... America has elected Donald Trump as their next president. I never thought I would be saying those words. President Trump.
President Donald Trump.
Oh, guys, come off it. He's going to make America great again. You're just biased liberals.
No, I'm not even a liberal.
What are you?
I don't know what I am, actually.
Are you a libertarian?
No, I'm not a libertarian.
Are you a Green Party?
I'm not a Green Partier. I'm a cunt.
Yeah.
I'm part of the cunt party.
Grabbed by the cunt.
Jesus Christ. It's just shocking to me that after such a disastrous campaign, losing every debate, you know.
That's the thing that surprises me. So we lost all three debates, and then basically I paid attention to Florida, because usually whoever wins Florida will eventually, you know, since 1992, Florida's pretty much whoever Florida's voted for has become president. So Florida was a big thing to look at, and then of course Pennsylvania and Virginia and a bunch of the swing states as well. But Florida was the big one. You and I were just,
yeah,
Florida
we
was counting
it.
The votes, and we were just like,
It went blue. I was watching it as it switched blue and then red, and I think it switched blue again.
Yeah.
Like, it went back and forth.
It went back to blue for a while, and then it went to red, and he led by just a little tiny bit.
And then just started,
then he got Texas.
Started coming in, yep.
But she got California, New York, of course. I mean, I don't think that's a surprise. That's not a surprise.
No, California, New York will always be blue. I can't see a situation where those would be red.
Yesterday, I will always remember. I will always fucking remember. Just hearing the dun 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 dun.
As he's walking out on stage.
Yeah.
The look on his face was not like, yeah, we did it. It was like,
shit.
Fuck.
Fucking damn it.
He's
probably just like, oh, you fucking idiots. God damn it.
Shit.
He doesn't get to have any fun anymore. He's going to be president.
The rest of his life will be stressful as shit.
I know. There's no room for fun now with Donald Trump. And then you're like, oh, yeah? Well, why did Obama play basketball?
Here's the thing. Donald Trump, you know, he's gotten everything he's ever wanted in his life. He's, what, $4 to $5 billion net worth. He's 70 years old. He's an old man. This could have been the perfect time. He could have retired, never worked another day, never made another deal, just relax until he checks out. But now he's been assigned with the most stressful job on the planet, being the president of one of the biggest countries in the world, one of the biggest world superpowers. Now he is the leader of that. But Donald Trump, and the host of The Apprentice, the fucking orange man.
And you have to think about this, Matt. Think about this hard, okay?
I'm thinking hard.
About the words that I'm about to say.
All right.
For the rest of his life, his title will be President Donald J. Trump.
Mr. President.
Mr. President. For the rest of, when he's out of office,
we'll still call
for
him
the
Mr.
rest
President,
of his
yeah.
life, it's Mr. President. He's gained that. A man who's gotten, as you said, everything he's ever wanted in his life. Ah, I don't know. Whatever. It's happened.
Boo-hoo.
Cry.
It's set in stone now. There's no going back. Hillary Clinton shit her pants last night. And Donald Trump is going to be the next president. So
that's
Jesus
Woo!
Christ. I will admit, though, there are a few things that, you know, try to look at the brighter side of every situation. Here are a few things we can take from this. Maybe, you know, like 14-year-olds on the internet can complain about something that actually matters now.
Yeah.
You know, they can complain about real issues. And also, I feel like, whatever, it'll be a very exciting, interesting 4 years. It'll be shitty, and a lot of progress will be undone, but it will be...
Maybe.
Hopefully not.
Because the thing is, they won the House and the Senate as well.
Yeah.
Not too much of a surprise.
That's why I'm saying a lot of progress when it comes to like social stuff can be undone very easily with the situation now. But whatever happens, it's going to be an interesting and honestly funny and exciting to watch debacle, because, you know, I guarantee, I don't know, maybe he, now that he's gonna be president, maybe he's gonna completely change his role and be very presidential,
and that was all just to win the fucking campaign.
Maybe
be loud and obnoxious, and just
he only got the elect last night, so I don't know what's gonna go, but if he continues to be the Donald Trump that the world has gotten to know, then his 4 years,
you mean the Donald Trump that he's been his entire fucking life,
yes, then the next 4 years will be quite the shitstorm.
Entertaining.
There will be, it'll be super entertaining.
It'll be...
And that's all that American politics are. It's entertainment. It doesn't fucking matter. It's all entertainment.
That's why I think, like, when 2020 comes, it's like it's like a movie. The Democratic Party. Trump is going for a second term, and the only way to stop him is with the same amount of crazy. Kanye West.
If 2020 is Trump versus Kanye West,
oh God,
I will be convinced that I'm in a coma and this is a crazy dream.
Nice.
Thank you. But God, I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say about Trump. It's an embarrassment more of anything, you know, to other countries, to the rest of the world. It's an embarrassment.
It's almost like this dirty billionaire car salesman won the presidency.
The best steaks in the world.
And then people are going to get upset when we fucking name call Donald Trump, even though that's the game he's been playing this whole fucking campaign. So I swear to God, do not turn around and say, stop making fun of him. Stop calling him names. That's how he ran his fucking campaign.
He bullied people. Yeah, he got to where he was with a loud mouth and
it worked.
Being a bully.
And it worked. And I mean, he knows the rules. He knows the rules of entertainment. And that went in his advantage. But we've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing we can do. Sit back for the next 4 years, relax, and just let President Trump take our country in whatever direction he takes it.
So all the crying's out of the way. All the boo-hoo. Fucking let's hold hands and blah, blah.
It'll be a good 4 years for comedy. South Park, Saturday Night Live. They're going to have they have... They're happy, the writers, because now they have material for the next 4 years. The Daily Show, they're all set.
Yeah. Turn off your cell phone, Matt.
Sorry.
You talk about me touching the mics, and you always leave your fucking cell phone on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's my sister calling me here.
Did she just find out? Did she wait?
I had to break the news to my mom this morning.
I know.
Because she hasn't, like, she's just stressed out. She doesn't like either one. She doesn't want to see it. So I texted her. I was like, I'm disappointed. And she's like, in what? And I'm like, President Trump. And she was like, no way. What? And I was like, yeah, Mom, President Trump. So,
but woo. if you followed throughout the night, it was almost like he's gonna do it.
He was in the lead for almost the whole time.
Because you and I were looking at the polls from the beginning.
Yeah, all day.
Once they were actually started to announce it, and my eyes were glued to the phone.
I thought that she would, I thought, you know, like, those early states were coming in, you know, it was like Kentucky and or I think it was Kentucky or Tennessee or something. I thought, I don't remember what states, but they were, you know, red
the
states.
Right, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, of course he's in the lead right now, because those, just wait for the rest of the country to come in.
And all of a sudden, I thought he was just going to get knocked out.
Yeah,
knocked
but
out with
holy
him.
Shit, yeah. He got, Donald Trump, you gotta, Jesus Christ, it's impressive. It is impressive how he managed to do this.
Chris Chan, I'm kidding.
Oh yeah, can we really talk about that though?
Yeah,
Chris Chan, everyone's favorite. He made a tweet like, "Someone needs to get a sniper rifle and shoot Donald Trump in his head." And then this morning, they put it on InfoWars. And if you don't know what InfoWars is, InfoWars is
Alex Jones's
website.
They got water turning the freaking frogs gay. That guy. So
yeah, he's psychotic. But InfoWars is probably the one site I would never trust. If I had to pick one site to be the least trustworthy news source, it'd be InfoWars. It's like a big conspiracy theory site. But Chris Chan tweeted out that he wanted someone to snipe Donald Trump in the head. And InfoWars, like, put it on their website. So seeing Chris Chan and InfoWars, like, the past 24 hours, you know, we see Donald Trump.
Nothing's real. It's all a simulation.
It's not real. Glenn Beck said that Obama made him a better man, and he's a supporter of Black Lives Matter now. InfoWars and Chris Chan on one little thing together.
Donald J. Trump
as president
of the United
what
States
is happening?
Of America. It's
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy Priceline.
You say I want a revolution. Well, you know,
honestly,
we all want to change the world.
After everything that's happened in my life in the past 2 years, nothing will surprise me. Like, there's so many curveballs. It's just, what the fuck? What is life?
What is life? Where is laughter? It's confused and the sky's getting heavy tonight. I wanna know tonight.
I'm trying to.
I was squeezing out some farts.
Yeah, I could.
Just think about it, guys. We could have had President Dr. Ben Carson, and you threw it all away for Donald Trump.
He's a brain surgeon.
Come on.
He's the only one on that stage who had performed a neuroscopy. I don't know. I just made that word up. It sounds like something. Neuroscopy.
Yeah. I'm surprised how close Jill Stein came to, you know,
defeating Donald Trump and every other candidate with a whole 0.9% of the vote.
Yep.
Or Daryl Castle of the Constitutionalist Party.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we got gifts because Aaron got us stuff from Japan. And, okay, I'm so fucking jazzed about this. He got me the Nintendo, like the original Super Nintendo.
The SNES, yeah.
Yeah.
The Super Famicom in Japan.
He got me the Donkey Kong Country, like originally wrapped, like from 1994.
It's unopened. It's in the plastic wrap still.
I'm not opening that.
Don't open it, because that is not even don't open it, like, because it's like you could sell it one day. Don't open it because it's just like It's novel. It's like a piece of time.
And it's just so, it's a big part of my childhood. Just boom. It's my favorite.
I like to think about things this way. Every memory that's ever happened in your life, that game has been the exact same in that box. And then, like, you know, that's weird. Like, when you find a penny from, like, 1940 or 50, it's think about all the historical events that have happened while this penny has existed in someone's pocket.
Just, like, a time lapse with the penny in center frame and just fast-forwarding, like,
I've always thought that'd
be
so cool.
A year every 5 seconds.
To make, like, a video about, like, a penny from 1920.
Yeah.
Like a wheat penny or something. And then just like a time lapse, like, of, you know, some well shot thing of the penny and just showing all these historical things, like, you know, the guy drops the change on the counter and the TV in the background has some like news event, like Kennedy assassination, and like all the way up through 9/11 and then like Trump being elected.
That would be a great way to intro a movie and like tell the history of something, just following like a piece of a dollar bill or some shit like that. That would be really cool.
That's what's cool about money is, you know,
Use it for cinematic. Where were you going?
Any given, you know, most coins, like if I get change, usually, you know, they're from the 90s, they're from the early 2000s, stuff like that. It's cool to me how long coins stay in circulation. How not so much dollars, because most money nowadays is pretty current, because dollars, like the designs actually changed. They changed every few decades. And whenever I see an old $10 bill from like the 90s or 80s or something, you can tell because the design is different. And I remember when I worked at Chick-fil-A, someone would give me like an old $10, $20 bill that has a different design. And I'd always have to, at first, I remember the first time I saw one, I was like, whoa, is this fake?
And my favorite
to check it.
My favorite thing to come out was the blue strip 20.
Oh, no, the 100, right?
Was it the 100?
It was the $100 bill.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I worked
at the blue strip.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I saw one as a cashier, I was like surprised.
It looked cool.
Yeah, it looks futuristic. It's much harder to counterfeit. You know what? That's another thing. America's money sucks. It's so boring compared to other countries. I'm not trying to sound all like, but have you ever like held like Canadian dollars or like
Mexican?
We used
to have a bunch of cool stuff. We used to have the 50 cent. We used to have the dollar coin.
I know. I don't.
That's way too much to produce though. I mean.
Yeah, but other countries have some, like Japan, like their coins are rings. Like they have a hole in the
center.
That's cool. And then I don't know. I think it's Afghanistan. I don't know anymore, but they used to have these really cool coins that were like weird shapes and stuff. And I don't know. I love the designs of money. I used to be really into it when I was back in high school, and I used to like really nerdy, but I used to design my own like dollars and, and coins and stuff for like not any specific country. I just thought the designs of coins and stuff were really cool because I used to collect them. I have a really big coin collection and like currency collection with dollars from other countries and stuff. And I don't know, American money just looks so old and boring when you compare it to like these vibrant things with like clear like dollar bills that have parts that are completely clear on them, and all these like other countries that have cool animals and shit on theirs, and we just got these old white dudes just with very disapproving
looks. Well, give us a little bit of credit. I mean, you're not giving... What about the quarters? You have the big map where you can collect all the state quarters, and they all have different designs.
That is cool.
That's cool.
That is definitely cool.
I had one of those maps, and you just place them in the little circles of each state.
Oh, I did too. I got a lot of the way there, but I remember when I had mine, they hadn't released all the states yet when I was doing it with my grandma.
Same, yeah.
So I never finished it because, I don't know, they hadn't released all the states, so I just kind of lost interest. But Australia did the same thing, I think. With their coins. I think they put a bunch of different animals, like a ton of different animals on their coins. I think they had like one
coin. Madagascar animals. They had Alex the Lion.
Alex the Lion.
God, what would you do if they just changed the design of our currency to be Madagascar themed?
With Donald Trump with his arm around all of them? It wouldn't surprise me anymore. After everything that's happening, it's like, oh, I'm not shocked. Wow. Everyone on Twitter would freak out about it. It'd be trending, and then it would go be a completely normal thing.
Isn't he going to slick his hair back, Donald Trump?
Yeah, he mentioned, I read something, I don't remember where I read it, but he said that if he's elected president, he's going to ditch the goofy hairstyle and slick his hair back.
Is that what he said? I'm going to ditch this goofy hairstyle.
I don't think he used those exact words. He said, I'm gonna ditch my ridiculous penis-looking haircut.
Penis-looking?
He looks like a penis from certain angles.
What?
From front, it's because it's like, it's just this weird, like, I was looking at a picture of him last night.
Do you have a toupee on your cock? Does hair grow from the tip of your penis?
Ryan, you're acting like that's not normal. And Ryan legitimately, there's his penis. Ryan, put that away.
Stop stretching
does
it.
Does it look like there's hair on
Stop.
That?
Stop. I don't want to look at
does
the tip
Does it look
of your
like
dick.
There's hair on that?
No, there's no hair on your
look
penis.
Look at it. Hair or no hair?
You're really squeezing it.
Hair or no hair? Look!
No hair, Ryan.
That's what I thought.
I made direct eye contact
with
your urethra. Wow. That's the first time I've made direct eye contact with the hole in your penis.
Yeah.
What's it? The meatus, I
your
believe.
Your dad is crying.
My dad's
your
just listening
is
to this.
Sobbing.
I'm bad-mouthing Trump and then looking at another man's penis and commenting on it all in one podcast.
No,
my dad and my conservative family are just, oh, no.
He moved to Southern California. I knew this would happen.
I do have that side of, a lot of people have that side of their family. It seems like everyone has a side of their family that's very conservative. They have like a conservative country
side. We grew up in the South.
Maybe that is just us because we grew up in the South.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah. Also, when we went to Area 51, Nevada.
Nevada. Ugh.
When we went to Nevada for our Area 51 escapade, it opened my eyes. Because I've never been out in the Midwest in the desert before. And it opened my eyes that the Midwest is, like, that area is very similar to the Deep South.
Oh, yeah.
I never realized
well, same
that.
With Northern California in some places because it's very rural.
Yeah.
I hate that word.
It's a fucking awful word. We were talking about this in the car the other night. Rural.
Rural.
It's a hard word to say. It's uncomfortable. Just doesn't roll around your mouth very well.
Unlike the N-word. It's uncomfortable, but it's not a hard word to say.
Yeah. I just had to say it in my mind a few times to... It's a bad word, though.
Yeah, it's a very bad
pretty bad word.
You shouldn't use it.
You should never say that word. Unless you're making a hilarious joke around your white friends, then it's all right. Yeah, what are good words that just feel... Let's get some positivity going, Ryan. What are some nice words that just feel nice coming out of the mouth?
Plump.
Plump. That is.
Plump.
Trump.
No. 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 You ruined it!
Plump Trump.
You fucking ruined it, dude! Fuck you!
I like the word caterpillar.
Caterpillar's
caterpillar.
Good.
Caterpillar. It just rolls around the mouth and slips
There's
right out.
There's another word we were talking about in the car that was, like, really good. What the fuck was that?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Mm. I like,
Jelly.
Hippopotamus.
That's a good word. Don't like spelling it.
I can't. Hold on. How do you spell hippopotamus? H-I-P. It's these words when there's just random extra.
N-A-N-A-S.
There's random extra, like, double consonants for no reason. I never understood in English. Why do they randomly have two letters sometimes? For words, like, I get it for if it's, like, a harder sound, but sometimes it just doesn't make sense.
For example?
Mississippi.
Vernon?
Is that Vernon?
Yeah.
Vernon, shut the fuck up! Stupid fucking liberal. Oh, is he coming in?
Is he coming in?
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Hey, Vernon.
Hey.
What's up?
That was him, not me, Vernon.
I didn't say anything.
Vernon, come here. Vernon.
Vernon, get in here. What
can we get a live reaction of Vernon Shaw of the 2016...
Speaking of the mic, buddy.
...presidential election?
Well, I kind of want to talk about how you guys were just rude to me right there.
That was him. That was him. That was not me.
I was like doing work, man. Why would you say
what
that?
What did he say?
Me?
What do you remember him saying?
You told me to shut the fuck up.
And then he called you a dirty liberal.
I said none of those things. And truth be told, like, that hurts to hear.
Well,
from,
then ignore
from
him.
Like,
and then,
yeah.
then it's just,
why
just
would
me
you,
here.
Why,
you didn't hear anything?
No, Vernon, it's just me here.
Yeah. Well,
what do you think of last night?
Well, I don't think anything right now because I'm just really sad. Why would Matt do that
God
to me?
Damn it, Matt. We had the chance to get Vernon to badmouth.
Vernon, I'm sorry, okay? I admit I'm wrong.
If you start smelling eggs, that's me. I farted.
Ryan, what?
Cool, I got work to do, but you guys have fun with whatever
the
hell you're doing.
About the election.
I love you both.
He doesn't want to share his opinion.
You heard it here first. Vernon Shaw, Trump supporter.
He's shaking his head.
You made him mad. Yeah, but anyway...
Let's call Brent in here. Brent, we need to ask you a question.
You want to get Brent
in
here?
No, wait. Let's stage it to be like, ask him something about, like, let's find something in here to ask him a question about. And then let's just think of something.
Like secretly.
Yeah, secretly.
Go ask him and I'll like direct the mic towards him. Okay.
Okay. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I just farted, though. It's on the opposite side of the room. Okay, so we got
We have Wii remotes, but we don't have, like, batteries for them. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to, like, order more batteries and stuff like that?
Do we need them today?
Not necessarily today, but, like, there are, like, 3 Wii remotes and only one works, and they're...
Okay. Brent, give me your honest opinion of this fucking election.
I'm disappointed.
You heard it here first, folks.
Is this recording right now?
There we go. We got Brent Lilly Trump supporter.
If we can.
Brent's cool with that, keeping that in. Yeah, and I saw trending on Twitter today, Cal exit. People.
Oh, California's fine.
Yeah.
Regardless of what happens, California's a good safe haven.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm wondering how
Prop 64 passed.
Yeah, it did.
Which
legalizes recreational marijuana in California.
Which is cool. Now, you know, you don't have to go out and pay money to get a fucking card, but apparently, well, it's not going until.
Hey, Brent. Where were those? Did you actually go and find batteries? I was looking for these. No, there's a lot of them that don't work.
Do you not need batteries?
We do need batteries.
We do need batteries.
It was all a fucking prank.
It wasn't a prank. It was. There's a difference between a prank and a ruse. It was a ruse. Love you, Brent.
Anyway, California wants to. There's people that are like, I want to succeed.
They want to succeed. They should succeed.
Succeed.
They
I'm
shouldn't
sorry.
Succeed.
Though. Succeed. Man, you remember when South Carolina succeeded from the Union?
Succeeded. How do you succeed from something?
I don't know. But real talk though. Do you give me your opinion? Do you think, you know, people are freaking out about Trump? Do you think he will actually be able to get what he wants done? Okay, wait, hold on. Wall. Do you think the wall will happen?
No.
No, definitely not. Do you think that under his rule...
Well, here, okay, let me tell you. I can lay this out plain and simple.
I'm holding a handful of batteries. Hold on.
Okay, put them down. I think, in terms of getting stuff that he wants done, not going to happen. In terms of stuff that the Republican Party wants to get done, will happen. Because he's going to be used as their little puppet to pass stuff.
Right, and what scares me is with the Supreme Court judges he wants to appoint. I'm scared that, especially because there's a Republican House and Senate, and I'm not generalizing that all Republicans want this, but I'm scared that they will try to overturn same-sex marriage. You know,
yeah, because Donald Trump says I think it should be left up to the states,
and the Supreme Court judges he wants to appoint are not in favor of same-sex marriage. So I'm scared that they will.
It's
between a man and a woman, Ryan. Jesus Christ.
What do they think? What do they think? Just a bunch of assholes are like, no, you know what? We're going to have sex in the buttholes in our private time to piss you off. Fuck you. Like, no, you idiots. Fuck off. Jesus Christ. And then it's like, we're protecting our religion. Your religion.
It's not affecting your religion at all. You can still worship God. God will not be mad at you at all. It's perfectly fine.
But then he did drown a majority of the planet.
He did do that too.
not just people, but apparently the animals were being wicked too.
Ryan, there were gay animals.
Fucking penguins.
Fucking gay ass bisexual bonobos.
Bonobos.
I don't know how you say it. I've heard people say bonobo and I've heard people say bonobo.
What's your favorite monkey?
Oh, rhesus monkeys are pretty cute.
What?
Rhesus monkeys.
Rhesus?
Yeah, they're
Like Rhesus pieces?
No. R-H-E-E-S-U-S, I think.
Wait, R-H-E-E-S-U-S. S-U-S.
They're pretty cute.
Rhesus monkey.
They're really smart, too.
Oh, those are like monkeys. Like when you.
Yeah. And then there's capuchin monkeys, which are...
Look at this one, he's smiling.
Yeah, that's why I love them. They're little furry, funny monkeys.
I think gorillas will always be my favorite. Just because they're... here are my three favorite. Gorillas, chimps, and gibbons.
Gibbons are pretty funny. They're creepy.
They're the
looking,
ones that go,
huh?
oh.
And same with howler monkeys. Yeah. You know, I have a cousin. I actually... part of my family lives in Costa Rica. And my cousin, Forrest, he would tell me stories of... So they have a house that's right... It's not like in a... It's in a very... rural area of Costa Rica.
Rural.
It's
rural.
Like a mile from the beach up on a mountainside. He told me once that, you know, at like 4 a.m. the howler monkeys start going like,
So like every morning at 4 a.m. they all start like screaming. And he said that
poor guy.
One time it was thunderstorming in the middle of the night. And a monkey came up to his window to get dry. And it, like he said something about like, there was like a flash of lightning. And he could just see the monkey like looking in the window.
He's just peering in his window. Like, did he? Because monkeys, they're funny because they do human like shit. So I'm picturing this monkey like looking at the window with his hands on his head through the glass.
How cool would it be to live somewhere where there's monkeys everywhere and they'll just come up to your windows and shit? That'd be awesome.
They're just like, they just look at you, just give them something. They grab. They like fucking grab it and run away.
Yeah, like he said that, you know, he'll go out on the back porch and there'll be one like right there and it'll run away. And like,
kind of like how a rabbit would be near the coast.
Exactly. But he's like just monkeys. And then I think they saw a jaguar in their yard once too.
Jaguar. I'm kidding.
A nardwar in their front yard. With his little beret and funny voice and scarf or whatever he wears. Looking for the next musician to interview. I wonder if he's interviewed Donald Trump. I gotta look that up. Is Nardwar?
Why would he interview Donald Trump?
I don't know. He's interviewed other celebrities. Nardwar interviewed Donald Trump? It says
checking on that. Okay, I found this on the web.
Okay.
Has Nardwar interviewed Donald Trump?
For first thing that comes up from Bing search: Donald Trump has big plans for radical Islamic terrorists. Yep. Well, that's what comes up.
Doesn't he want to like put badges on Muslims and refugees? Like kind of like. Similar to what Germany did with the Jewish
people. But come on, there is a problem.
I'm just saying, isn't that a thing that he wants to do?
He mentioned it, I believe. I don't know how up to date that policy still is, and if he still
don't
wants to
come
do that,
to us for political facts. Go research yourself.
We're just speaking our minds. Just
don't be blind asshole idiots, and actually do research for yourself when it comes to political things.
Let me give you guys a hint. Do not listen to YouTubers and people that you look up to for political advice. We have our own opinions. We say our stuff. At the end of the day, there are opinions. You know,
please recognize
right,
them as that. Please recognize them as solely that.
Whether
we're not
right,
advocating
wrong,
for, well, in a sense we are, but we're not truly advocating for anything.
You know, this is just where Ryan and I sit down and we riff and we say what's on our mind and we talk to each other. We're not trying to promote. If you like Donald Trump, you're free to do that. Go ahead. But you know, don't look to us for political opinions or advice. Just you can listen to us, and you can scoff at what we say, or you can agree with it or laugh at it. But regardless, you know,
we're not trying opinions. To start a revolution here.
I was downtown LA this summer, and I woke up at about 6 a.m.
You don't say.
I was going somewhere, and I was walking down the street downtown LA.
I was walking down the street to a hippie little beat, and here's what I had to say.
I tried to burp, but that. Shouldn't be drinking this Coke. I haven't had. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I was walking down the street, and there were
to a beat.
Stop it, Ryan.
I have to say,
I was walking down the. I'm not saying. I was going my route.
I was going my route, and I got a little boot. And here's what
I mean. I got
to
a
say.
Little boot.
No, you bought a fucking little.
I bought
shoe.
One boot.
Yeah,
one little single
one.
Boot.
A little,
a
one.
Tiny little one I can wear.
No, that you just carry around.
Okay. I can if I go to a soup kitchen, I can fill it with soup and have something to carry my soup in.
You did what I did with a stopwatch, except with a little boot, like a little Build-A-Bear boot. You put it on like a little necklace chain and wore it around your neck.
Little Build-A-Bear boot. They build a boots workshop.
Build a boot.
Just go and make some boots.
It's build a boot, dude.
Let's go build some boots. Anyway, there were posters all over the street and hung up everywhere that morning for the the Revolutionary Communist Party, and they were talking about how they want to like start a revolution. I think I posted a picture of one on Twitter, but they were talking about how like they're ready to overthrow the government at any moment now, and you know, they need people to join their movement and revolutionary communists. This isn't even the regular American Communist Party. This is like the more radical version.
Yeah.
So if any of you malleable young teens are looking for a new political party to join, if you're disenlightened by this election, consider the Revolutionary Communist Party.
No.
No. Ryan.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
Yeah.
No.
There's nothing wrong with
no,
that.
You true. Don't have to. You don't have to if you don't want to.
What?
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Do what?
You don't have to join the Revolutionary Party.
What if communists talked like that?
All of them.
All throughout
it's
history.
Like, is he a communist? What's your name, sir?
Ryan.
Yep, let's get him.
Get him. Stalin walks in.
That guy's Stalin.
Is Stalin here? And I'm here to say, I don't like gays. Hooray.
That wasn't even me clapping, guys. You thought that was me clapping? That was me slapping my stupid
monster
white thighs.
Monster cock on your thighs.
Ah,
like a
God.
Fucking pendulum. I got a segue, Matt.
Let me get on the segue with you, buddy.
Series of Unfortunate Events trailer came out last week. You read the books, right?
I read up to like the 10th one.
Same.
I really loved them.
What do you think of Neil Patrick Harris's Count
I'm going
Olaf.
To give him the benefit of the doubt with this one, because when I heard Neil Patrick Harris was playing Count Olaf, I was like, well, come on. Can't they get like an old famous actor, like, you know, someone good that seems like they'd fit the role? But then when I saw the trailer and I saw the makeup and everything, I thought he didn't look that bad. I thought that, you know, maybe he...
I like Jim Carrey's tall presence. I always pictured Count Olaf as tall.
He's illustrated as pretty tall, I think.
Yeah, and I call Nick Cannon's Olaf. I don't know why I was about to say that.
Cave and the bad Olafs.
But Neil Patrick Harris's Olaf is just tiny Olaf. He's just little mean Olaf. Little tiny Olaf. Little mean man.
It's a little mean. It looks very well shot, though. Like, it looks nice. So I will be watching it when it comes on, because I loved that as a kid. So I am excited to see where it goes. Because I thought when they made the first series of Unfortunate Events movies, I thought it was going to be like a Harry Potter type series. It was going to be popular, and they were going to make a movie for every three books. And it wasn't. They made one, and then...
Yeah, it bombed. Well, did it bomb?
I liked it.
I was one of those kids that was just... That didn't happen in the book! In the middle of the theater.
Oh, God.
Every time something happened, I wouldn't exclaim, that didn't happen, just... I hear a ringing sound.
No.
Wait, that was your phone?
No, okay, give me...
Why haven't you turned off
your phone? I did. How did it go off? I muted my phone, and then when I had to ask Siri something, I turned the volume back on, and then I forgot to turn it back off.
Okay. Fine.
Here's something to talk about. We were driving to work the other day, had my window down. We drove past a very popular outdoor area, and... What were they doing, Ryan? They were playing Christmas music out loud.
Yeah. I like it. I don't mind. I don't think
I don't have a problem with Christmas coming early, because I love the Christmas season.
Are we going to start getting apple cinnamon candles?
Yeah, we are. God, we sound so gay. Are we going to start getting apple cinnamon candles?
Fuck!
I'm not calling you gay. I'm just saying...
Did you just put a negative connotation on gay?
No, not at all.
Look at us.
No.
We're gay. We're not normal.
No, it's just that, you know, those kids like to take that shit and run with it. They're talking about buying candles. They're so cute. We're going to go to build a candle workshop and make our own apple cinnamon candles. But I don't have a problem with Christmas coming early.
How about gays?
With gays coming early? Gay people that have premature ejaculation problems?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with it. It just feels weird for me if I start listening to Christmas music early. But
it always comes off at first, because we just got done talking about gay people a little bit, like a slight comment, and all of a sudden you're like, it doesn't bother me too much.
I'm talking about Christmas coming early, not gay people.
Coming early.
Yeah, but I don't mind if it comes early. I just like, I like Christmas. I like Christmas music.
It's just a good time of year.
It's a happy
feels
time
nice.
Of year. It's the end of the year. Everything's wrapping up.
It's like that time of year where white people in the South go out of their way to shake the hand of a black person.
Yes, that is the perfect way to describe it.
I started watching Stranger Things.
Is it good?
It's really good. I only have two more episodes left.
Really? I watched probably the first 5 minutes, and I don't know. I don't think I gave it a fair chance. I watched it, and I don't think I was just in the right mood to watch it that day.
It gives me that fun Spielberg vibe.
Fuck, I bought a Netflix account and I haven't used it once.
Why did you buy? I have one. We can just share.
Yeah, I don't. Shit. I got to cancel that. I'm in charge.
Cancel it. You can use. I have an account called Freeloaders that you can use.
I know. I've used your Freeloaders account before. Who's that? Who's outside
Vernon.
The window? Vernon again?
Yep. I don't know what he's doing.
Should I yell Vernon sucks?
Nah. But yeah, I'm a bit late. I'm always late to the party, because like when something's very popular, it's like I don't want to watch it, because I don't want to be in that group of people that's like, constantly talking about it. I kind of just want to have it on my own time. So I usually wait till time passes and the fad's gone, and then I do, like, I watch it by myself. I don't know. It's this weird thing where I don't have to, like, see a bunch of Reddit posts and stuff about it. It's like, that's out of the way. It's not on the rise anymore, and I can just enjoy it without having to get into the hype, because it's easy for me to get into the hype of things, because I did it with Breaking Bad, and my mind was always on fuck, like, it was always like, oh, what's going to happen?
It consumes too much of my mind when I do that. I get too excited to, it's a fun feeling, though. I remember Breaking Bad gave me some really good memories, just like, not the show itself, but just like the whole...
going to fucking Reddit and like spoiling Breaking Bad.
I did spoil it for myself.
You did. You did a big spoiler.
Yeah, but I did that recently, the way late to the train with One Punch Man, because I've never seen it. And I watched it for the first time recently, and it was fucking amazing. And I watched all 12 episodes in a matter of a few days.
Weeb.
I'm not a weeb, Ryan. Weeb. Not.
Aaron bought you a fucking Gundam.
He bought you something from Japan, too.
No.
Yes? You talked about it earlier
on the
podcast.
But it's a big monkey.
And this is a big robot.
Fucking weeb.
I'd like to see Donkey Kong fighting a Gundam.
Take it back. Take it back.
I didn't mean to say it.
Take it back.
I don't want to see Donkey Kong fighting a Gundam. I'm going to take a sip of this Coke and you want to wrap up this diddly dang podcast?
Yeah, I'm upset.
This political clusterfuck podcast? Let me just...
This podcast represents how this whole year went, how this whole fucking election went. Just a mess, sloppy. It made you laugh.
I'm sad it's over.
It made you just mad.
I'm a little sad it's over because it was...
The fun's over.
It was the most fun, entertaining election I've ever seen, and now it's just a hard, cold truth.
Yeah.
And it's just reality, and it's fuck.
You and I kind of came to the conclusion that this felt like the season finale of a TV show, and all of a sudden it's just kind of like... It's like one of those things where like... The election was happening, this is the final episode, and all of a sudden it's like, what the fuck is going on? What? Like, you're, like, looking at your TV.
And now we gotta wait for January for the next season to start.
Yep. So, we'll see. It's like when people are talking about TV shows, they say, how are they gonna bring it back next season? What are they gonna do? Like, that type of thing.
I don't know where it's gonna go from here. This is one of the first times in my life where I have actually been like, I don't know where it's gonna go from here.
It can either just get really bad or, you know, just kind of stay the course.
So. Oh, so you're saying it can't get really good with Donald Trump as president, Ryan? Come on, give the man some credit.
I don't think it could be really good for certain people that I support. So, no.
Yep, exactly. And it makes me sad, to be honest. But yeah. Anyway, guys, this is a political podcast. Yay, politics.
And the president of the United States of America is Donald Trump.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.